And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 18th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of musician-songwriter Paul McCartney, born in Liverpool, England, 1942. When he was 14 and learning to play a left-handed guitar, he met a local art student named John Lennon. They formed a skiffle band, called themselves the Quarrymen, and played for years in a little club in Liverpool called the Cavern. After a little success, they met Brian Epstein, who became their manager. He suggested they replace their current drummer, a guy by the name of Pete Best, with a young man named Ringo Starr. By 1963, the band, which had changed its name to The Beatles, was the most popular rock and roll group in England. In February of 1964, they took America by storm with the appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. The Guinness Book of World Records lists McCartney as the best-selling composer in popular music history. His song, Yesterday, is the most recorded ever, with 2,200 versions. On this day in 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte lost his final major battle near Waterloo Village in Belgium. One of the most famous figures in history, remembered by his first name only, Napoleon is the subject of some 45,000 books. Waterloo was Napoleon's attempt at a comeback. He had been defeated by the British and was in exile on the island of Elba, but he grew restless and devised a plan to march north with his army and attack the English and Prussian armies. A heavy rain fell, delayed the attack, allowing the Prussians to bring in reinforcements. Napoleon's army was soundly defeated. Thousands of fatalities resulted. He abdicated and went to live on the island of St. Helena off the coast of Africa. The word Waterloo came to mean an impossible struggle or decisive and final defeat. It's the birthday of novelist Amy Bloom, born in New York City, 1953. She was in her 30s practicing psychotherapy, raising two children, when she realized she wanted to be a serious writer. She said, "I've spent a lot of time listening to people, and I am endlessly intrigued by relationships, particularly by the gap between what people say and what they truly feel, and the gap between what they do and what they really want." Her books include Love Invents Us, Away, and Where the God of Love Hangs Out. And here's a poem by Thomas Lux, "To Help the Monkey Cross the River." To help the monkey cross the river, which he must cross by swimming for fruits and nuts, to help him, I sit with my rifle on a platform high in a tree, same side of the river as the hungry monkey. How does this assist him? When he swims for it, I look first upriver. Predators move faster with the current than against it. If a crocodile is aimed from upriver to eat the monkey, and an anaconda from downriver burns with the same ambition, I do the math, algebra, angles, rate of monkey, croc, and snake speed, and if it looks as though the anaconda or the croc will reach the monkey before he attains the river's far bank, I raise my rifle and fire 1, 2, 3, even 4 times into the river just behind the monkey to hurry him up a little. Shoot the snake? The crocodile? They're just doing their jobs. But the monkey has little hands like a child's, and the smart ones in a cage can be taught to smile. A poem by Thomas Lux, "To Help the Monkey Cross the River," from his collection The Cradle Place, published by Houghton Mifflin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.